I don't think it's right that ugly women should be allowed to get plastic surgery and get fixed up to look real nice. I think if you're born ugly, you ought to stay that way. That should be it. It's not right to let people get fixed up. It's creepy to think that you could possibly find yourself fucking some woman you picked up because you thought she was great looking, but underneath she's really ugly. She got her nose fixed, her lips, her eyes. She got nipped and tucked and liposuctioned, and the surgeon did a good job. He didn't overdo it, and now she looks really great. But underneath it all, she's horrible looking, and you're actually fucking a pig. Someone you wouldn't even ask for change of a dollar if you could see her real face. It's not right. Ugliness should be a permanent condition. The continuing story of Mary and Joseph. It's a boy.
Joe, we're going to have a baby.
What? That's impossible. All I ever do is put it between your thighs.
Well, I don't know. Something must have gone wrong.
Who says you're pregnant?
An angel appeared to me in the backyard and said so.
An angel?
An angel of God. His name was Gabriel. He had a trumpet, and he appeared to me in the backyard.
He what?
He appeared to me.
Was he naked?
No, I think he had on a raincoat. I don't really know. He was glowing so brightly.
Mary, you're under a lot of stress. Why don't you take a few days off from the shop? The accounts can wait.
I'm telling you, Joe, this angel Gabriel said that God wanted me to have his baby.
Did you ask for some sort of sign?
Of course I did. He said tomorrow morning I'd start getting sick.
But why would God want a kid?
Well, Gabriel said that according to Luke, it's kind of an ego thing. Plus, he promised the Jews a long time ago. It's just that he never got around to it. But now that he feels ready for children, he doesn't want to just make them out of clay or dust. He wants to get humans involved.
Well, is he going to help toward raising the kid? God knows we can't do it alone. I could use a bigger shop. And maybe you could throw a couple of those nice crucifix contracts my way. The Romans are nailing up everything that walks.
Honey, Gabriel said not to worry. The kid would be a real winner. A public speaker and good with miracles.
Well, that's a relief. Anyway, I guess now that you're officially pregnant, I can start putting it inside of you, huh?
I'm sorry, honey. God wants it to be strictly a virgin birth.
I don't get it.
That's right, Joe.
Don't I get to do anything?
He wants you to come up with a name for the kid.
Jesus Christ.
Joe, you're so heavy.
Guys and Dolls Part 2. Man, oh man. To my way of thinking, men have only one real problem. Other men. That's where all their trouble starts. A long time ago, men gave away their power to other men. Princes, kings, wizards, generals, and high priests. They gave it away because they believed what these other men told them. They bought the okey-doke, the bullshit. Men always buy the okey-doke when it comes from other men. Some stranger probably stood up at a campfire and said, "All right, boys, from now on I'm the king. The sun is my father, the moon is my mother, and they're the ones who tell me when to throw the virgins into the volcano. I'll be expecting all of you to bow deeply when you see me and give me half your crops. Plus, I'm allowed to fuck your wife. And don't forget, if I want to, I can concentrate real hard and make your head explode." And the other men around the campfire nodded their heads and said to one another, "This guy makes a lot of sense." A man will always buy the bullshit, because a man is not too bright. But I'm not suggesting a man doesn't have a great deal to put up with. He does. First of all, a man has to make believe he knows what he's doing at all times. And while he's doing whatever it is he's doing, he has to make believe he doesn't need any help. He has to make believe he can fix anything. And if he can't fix it now, he can fix it later. And if he can't fix it later, he has a friend who can fix it. And if not, it was no good to start with, it's not worth fixing, and besides, he knows where he can get something better, much cheaper, but they're all out of them right now, and besides, they're closed.